A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Legon, Steve Ahiawado, says that the Ministry of Communications should assume responsibility over the Flagstaff House Bureau of Communication. Care must be taken that nothing is done to erode the functions of civil servants working there. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the directive, Mr. Ahiawado said there is a need for further investigation into the embarrassing situation actors put government into. He also said it would be dangerous for politicians to assume the mandate of the Information Services Department.
I want to believe that the Ministry of Communications, or Information for that matter, including the acting director who has been fired, is supposed to play the role of the civil service. And I believe that as civil servants, they are expected to play a certain role, which should be non-partisan. And so I think that nothing should be done to touch that institution of state. That's the civil service. The Information Services Department should be allowed to remain as a body with competent number of staff who will handle government, general government communication in a very non-partisan manner. Now, government communication should be handled also by a team of people whom I believe should be based in the presidency. Given the fact that the government is being run by a political party, it has its own agenda, which, of course, sometimes the Information Services Department is supposed to articulate for the public to understand. The move appears to be a panic move, and that, if you ask me, I will tell you, we need to maintain a certain staff, core staff in the presidency, that will be responsible for certain special duties without necessarily trying to pull civil servants from the Information Services Department into mainstream government activities.
I know from experience that over the years, previous governments made good use of the Ministry of Information because they have all aspects in that ministry. Some are into intelligence and research. Some are into direct communication, and some are in charge of government business, including printing of brochures for national and international ceremonies. I do not understand why at this moment there should be a shift.
There is a need for that shift anyway. But there are other issues that are to be looked at. Do we still have the same competent personnel in those ministries? And if we have them, what is of neutrality, because there's that perception that sometimes officials of these departments tend to engage in games of sabotage of government business. What happened on the Independence Celebration Day? It appears nobody is sure where the fault is coming from, even though some officer had claimed that he should be held responsible. But the question is, who is responsible for doing the final proofreading? Was that duty diligently carried out? That is where we should be looking at. And if we identify the people or the persons, then if you ask me, I would say those are the people that should be dealt with. As it is now, it looks like we have a very blurred system where there is some form of overlap or collaboration in such a way that at each point in time, it is not very easy to identify who is responsible for what. Because I want to believe that the committee that did the planning was, members were selected from various groups, including the Information Services Department, including the Ministry of Communications, and again, including the Office of the President. So at the end of the day, it's like who was supposed, or who is supposed to be responsible for what in the final analysis.
Mr. Ahiawado also believes the situation indicates that the Bureau of Communications at Flagstaff House seem to have challenges which must be seriously looked at.
I want to believe that it's exactly the case. There seem to be challenges. Either there are too many officers in the Bureau and they do not have their well-defined responsibilities and duties and assignments, or there is something wrong about the efficiency, some other aspect of the caliber of people that are there. Because if a whole brochure that I believe went to Flagstaff House a few days to the final printing, so we understand, could not detect all the problems that were in that brochure, then there's something wrong. And we need to seriously look at it. Is it that we have not clearly defined the duties and responsibilities of that team that is in the staff house? Is it that we haven't? Or are we having problem with efficiency of the people that are supposed to do the work? Or is it that there is lack of supervision, and who is responsible to supervise them? These issues need to be addressed if we are to avoid the kind of embarrassment. It was a national embarrassment, and I think that we need to look at all these various aspects of government communication, whether it is from the Ministry of Communication or it is from the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau.